The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
It needs to have a nut in it.
Best is yet in the bug on both of them, you know?
Okay.
No.
And I was like, yeah, that's, you know, I try to tell you it's a little weird down there, and can we be a little more careful?
I love your peanuts, man.
Now that makes my mouth feel good.
Bro. Brother.
Can I tell you the new Tim Taylor drop? Just, it gets me every time.
It's really good.
I know I'm really immature for it, but damn it, it just, I love it.
I love your peanuts, man.
Love your penis, man.
And don't look now, but we're on the verge of possibly another touchdown on Thursday Night Football. So we're staring at a 9-7 game here, maybe.
It was 4th and inches by the Jags on the Titans 3.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
And they got it. Cody Kessler with an amazing quarterback sneak. What do you want to bet they have to settle for a field goal?
I would like to think that that's the likely outcome here.
So it's already 2nd and goal. They ran it up the middle for nothing.
And they'll run it up the middle again.
For nothing.
And then on 4th down, I have a feeling they'll run it up the middle again and not get it. And then here comes the field goal.
God.
Fingers crossed. I want to see this game just end in a series of field goals. I don't want a good game at this point. Just muck it up. Give me an embarrassingly bad Thursday night football game.
Oh, ran it up the middle. And, no gain.
And no gain.
Third down.
3rd and goal. Here we go. Woo! Let's make it happen.
Jesus. What is helmet news?
Oh, well, I saw this. Hold on. We have to give away that we have to do, apparently.
What?
We got a giveaway. Mike is telling me that we should give this away first.
Let's go.
We got a pair of Danner boots to give away, so we will take the 4th caller right now. At 250-1080. 4th caller gets a free.
Don't forget
pair.
The area code. You have to dial the area.
503.
Do you remember those days when you didn't have to dial an area code?
I do remember that.
Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, 503. 250-1080. The 4th caller. They're featuring their brand new Stronghold work boots. It is the future of work boots, but this can be for any. You can get a pair of the Strongholds or any of the other Danner boots you have. You can go online and check them out, danner.com. See all that they have and make a great little holiday gift for you. And this one will be for free. So 4th caller, 250-1080, walks away with a free pair of Danner boots.
Hold on, I'm calling in.
Dial. I don't think you're eligible, good sir.
What if I said my name was Bill?
Well,
am I the 4th caller?
I'm trying to remember. There was a big scandal. I don't think it was in our market, but it was in one of the Intercom markets. Might have been like in Sacramento.
By the way, 4th and goal.
4th and goal. Oh, they're going to go for it.
Oh, they are going to go for it.
Well, because they believe that if they kick a field goal, they probably won't score again and they will lose 7-5.
Hey, you don't get many opportunities like this, only like 8, and they didn't
and they didn't score.
Hell.
I would like to point out that we predicted that exactly as it would go down.
All right.
Did they stop him on 4th down?
Yeah. They had it 1st and goal.
That's hilarious.
1st and goal from about the 2-yard line.
Well, they had it 1st and goal from about the 6.
Well, no, because they got a 1st down.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They had 8 cracks at it.
8 cracks at it from inside the 10-yard line.
And it took them all 4 to just get to the damn 3. And now it took them 4 more to get in the end zone. They didn't do it.
Ah, Leonard Fournette. I did see, though, I think the Jags are on their 4th or possibly 5th starting left tackle this year. And that's not good. In case you were wondering, that's one of the more important positions in football, and you shouldn't have 5 of those.
Does that make you feel bad? Because then if, like, you were still playing, you'd be number 5, and like, you'd be in there.
I would have been in, like, maybe 3rd, possibly 4th. I say this all the time. If you get down to your 3rd or 4th option in a position, that's when I would go in the game. And I'm here to tell you, at no point did you want me in that game. I was not doing anything to help a football team win. occasionally, like, you'd be in training camp and someone, you know, in training camp, guys got brought in all the time, right? Like, you just, a guy would show up and he would get claimed off waivers or someone would get hurt. And people would roll in and, you know, when you were a scrub like me, you'd be like, oh, you know, hey, where are you from? And the guy would be like, oh, I was in Washington last year. And he'd be like, yeah, I started 8 games. And you're like, oh, you must be pretty good. Like, in my mind, I'm like, damn it. Like, this guy started 8 games for the Redskins. And then you'd watch him play and you're like, oh, my God. Like, how did you ever start 8 games? Like, you're worse than I am and I suck. And then you'd look up and you're like, oh, they had like 9 guys get hurt and you were the only one that's left. That's why you played 8 games in the NFL.
All right, so what's helmet news?
Well, I saw this and I was intrigued by it because have you ever seen the little kid helmets? Like I guess more and more kids have
to
wear.
For football?
No, like when you're a baby, you've got like deformed heads.
Oh yeah, they want to make your head all pretty.
Yeah, this wasn't when we were kids. I never knew a kid with a helmet.
It wasn't as big when we were kids because we didn't really care.
So this was my question. Is that a thing now because we have more deformed heads, or we just care more about? Deformed heads.
I think they just, I don't know, but I would assume that it's just that we've learned that there are ways to reshape the dome. You know, we all come out a little different.
Sure.
You know, and so our heads are, like, I don't know, how do you feel about the shape of your head?
I think Steve's got a pretty good bald guy head.
Yeah, you got a good shape.
It's just my head. I've never thought about it, and I do know some people look weird bald, and I think I look fine. I'd rather have hair, but it doesn't bother me that there's nothing weird going on in my head.
It's not about being bald. It's just the shape of your head.
Yes.
Like, I have hair, but I have, like, have you ever noticed that, like, the back of my head kind of sticks out a little bit? It's mainly due to my massive brain, but...
Clearly.
It's kind of a funky-shaped head. If I were a child... Well, when I was a kid, if my parents... Wait, what just happened there?
That was a 99-yard touchdown run for Derrick Henry. He broke, like, 5 tackles. that was incredible.
Scoring explosion. Yeah, we looked up and someone was running into the end zone. I'm like, that's not supposed to happen.
I wouldn't have minded one of those things if it meant
a better
shaped head. Like, I'm kind of weird about the shape of my head.
See, this was my whole question. I didn't know that this was the whole thing. So who is the John Legend's wife? Chrissy Teigen. Or I think it may be Teigen now. Remember we were pronouncing her name wrong?
Yeah, Chrissy Teigen. It's Teigen?
Yeah, it's Teigen.
Oh.
After all that, she came out and was like, no.
She back to drinking again?
I hope so. I like what she's got going on. But sure, her kid has to have the little helmet now. And apparently it was a big deal that, like, now there's a whole, like, social media outpour and everyone was sending in photos of their kid with the helmet. And I guess it's really super common. And I had no idea about it, but people are doing awesome things with it. People are doing, like, now it's a whole industry now where you can customize your kid's helmet.
Oh.
And people are making it. There was one that made it look like the Top Gun helmet, like Maverick. They had like little goggles on there. And they're doing, other people are making it look like NFL or college football helmets. There was a pair of twins from Columbus and they had Ohio State Buckeye little kid helmets.
Cool.
And I guess this is a whole thing.
Well, one of our sales people here.
Yeah.
Their daughter had that.
Yeah. And the other thing I thought about as I saw this story is,
I wonder how her head turned out.
I'm assuming, well, I would hope it's perfect, because the helmets are customized. They have, like, little cutouts in each one to shape. It's not just a helmet. Each helmet has a cutout to press on an area that they want it to be pressed on, and then there's room on the other side.
Right.
So they can shape the head you want. So I'm assuming if you wear a helmet, you have a great-looking head. I mean, it's...
Eventually you will.
Yeah, eventually you will.
I think that's the whole idea.
But the whole thing was to, like, show support for babies. I think that's the cutest thing in the world. I think all babies should have to wear helmets. I was, like, looking through this gallery. Babies in helmets might be the cutest thing I've ever seen. Like, who bullies a baby in a helmet?
Should put little shoulder pads on them.
Yes. Like, if you
did,
like...
Get a little baby football game going.
What if you did, like, an old Legion of Doom, like the old Road Warriors? You get your kids some spiky shoulder pads. Get some face paint on him. Throw that helmet on. It was adorable. I just didn't know that was...
That's a thing.
That was a whole thing. And then it got me thinking to the whole other issue, like, with, like, ADD and, like, all the attention deficit disorders. Mm-hmm. Are those really more prevalent now, or did we just not care previously?
I think they throw meds at stuff like that more, you know.
It's like, I keep seeing, like, that we have all these epidemics, like, in kids, right? Like, all these behavioral disorders now, and you got, like, the perfect baby helmet and all these different things.
I think they overdiagnose that, first of all.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times the doctors are quick to say, oh, you have this, this, or that, when, yeah, maybe not. Or they're quick to get them on meds, you know, get kids medicated.
So,
because we have those, you know, pharmaceuticals, man.
Yeah. So we had...
That's what it's all about.
So did we... We had just as many kids with ADD. We just called those kids dumb. We just, like, threw things at them.
I don't know about dumb, but ADD is, like, it's a thing.
We just threw dodgeballs at them.
I mean, it's a thing, but it's, like... I mean, I don't know if the numbers are different. I don't know what the numbers say, but I feel like they sort of just... Oh, Jesus. 13-2.
Missed extra point. This throwball game is fantastic.
I don't know. Different times, you know?
I know, and that's what it led me down that interesting road where I don't know. I question things now. Anytime I see that there's a new epidemic involving children, I ask myself, is it really? Do we really have an epidemic of behavioral issues or misshapen heads? Or are we just looking for something to worry about and throw some money and some pills at? Or in this case, cute little baby helmets.
Well, there's also, you know, there's ADD and there's ADHD. And so there's a difference.
What's the difference?
I don't know that. But there's two different things.
Well, the H stands for hyperactive, so maybe it includes having trouble paying attention, but also maybe being really energetic or something.
See, I feel like that was like half my class growing up.
But have you ever seen a young person with ADD or ADHD? Have you ever?
Yeah, where the kid's wired up.
It's a thing. I mean, it's different.
Yeah. Well, it's like the same thing like the autism like spectrum, right? Like you see kids that are like really autistic and you're like, oh my, you know, that's a serious thing. But then there's others and you're like.
Yeah. The spectrum is quite long. There's a lot of people on the spectrum.
Yes.
That's different. Yeah, I think in this instance, it is blurry. Like sometimes they just, I don't know this. It's just I've always thought that they just kind of. Oh, yeah, he's got ADHD. Here's a couple of pills. Get him out of here.
Gotta throw it out.
You know, I'll make a little money off. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like he or she probably isn't.
Are we better off? Like, I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't know if this generation of kids is better off than we were when no one cared about us. And if you go back further than that to like your parents' generation, then no one really cared about you. So I feel like there's like a happy medium somewhere. Like, if you go back like in the 60s, it was Thunderdome. And then for us, there was like at least some sort of navigational buoys. And then I kind of feel like it swung completely the other way.
Yeah.
And we're worrying about way, way too much stuff.
I think it's both. You'd want the happy medium of the two, right?
Yeah. I mean, no one wants like your kid to have like a super weird head, right? If you got some deformity, but at the same time, do we really have to have, like, in that report, they're saying now it's like 15 to 20% of babies are getting strapped into these things? It feels like
I don't see a problem with that, though.
Feels like that's it's kind of excessive.
I don't know. That's different than, like, all the ADHD diagnoses. I think it's two separate things.
Just strapping a helmet on a kid?
Well, I mean.
Because you're sensitive about your weird head?
Well, no, it's just like, I mean, it seems to make total sense. Like, if you've got a misshapen head and you want it. It's not like it's invasive on them.
But what is a misshapen? You are forming someone's skull. Like what defines
a misshapen?
Yeah, but
it's very soft. It's, you know, I mean, as babies, it's very soft. It can be, you know, it's like putty.
But I would ask the question, and this goes to a large. It's like the genetically mutated kids. What's odd? Like who determines what's an odd shaped head?
I don't know. I'm guessing the doctor.
What if you're a parent? What
based on what they think? I mean, I'm guessing it's based off of what they think they're gonna how it's gonna form and develop.
Yeah, because they're seeing now that supposedly
I don't think it's all. In other words, it's not just all like cosmetic. I think some of it is, you know, just better technology to improve a common problem. You know?
It just is terrifying. Now we're getting close to like being able to like edit the babies because now you're getting down to the parents and
my kid a big giant wang.
Exactly.
Do it now.
What are the parents like that? That just terrifies me that you're gonna have parents being able to decide how they want their kid shaped. It's a little freaky. That just made me think about that with the whole helmet thing.
All right. Coming up next,
let's go the Churchill thing or Mike's fingers.
Oh yeah, Mike's bringing a topic to the table tonight.
Mike had hot finger talk.
Yeah, he's got finger news. And so we'll do that. And the Winston Churchill note is fantastic.
It really is.
And we'll need to bring that to you as well. We'll try to get those items in before the end of the hour. Remember, Andrew Nemec coming up at 7 with Recruiting with Andrew Nemec. It is 6:18 on The Fan.
Yeah, people are texting in. We were talking about, like shaping your baby. And what is it, that CRISPR, that gene editing program? And they're saying that it's not going to be that long where you're going to be able to pick color of your baby's eyes, shape of the nose. I mean, you're going to have, like, hand-picked babies. Designer babies, like building a car. And that should be terrifying to you. It really should. Because parents aren't nearly responsible enough to be put in charge of deciding what their baby should look and be like.
Well, Dieter says it's going to be really something when gene editing eventually trickles down to the rednecks.
Exactly. See, right now, yeah, you're talking the Richie Riches, but if it makes its way down to the Walmart version of it, you don't want that.
Detail.
That's society that we're not ready for.
All right, Mike is bringing a little something to the table tonight. I turn it over to Mike Lynch.
Speaking of genetic editing.
First time for everything.
Whoa. Oh, I was like, what? I got genetically edited? So this reminded me a lot of the what would you do if your fingers were actually chicken fingers conversation that has been had on this show before.
Yeah, we've had that before.
Well, the question is... How long? How long do they last?
Yeah. And I said under a month, and your fingers are gone. Everybody.
I don't even think that.
Yeah, there's no way you're making it a couple of weeks if your fingers were made of real chicken fingers.
So I saw this on Twitter today, and I thought it was pretty interesting. One hand, each finger can basically give you one single drink for the rest of your life. So you can pick 5 drinks... One from each finger that you can have for the rest of your life for free, but you can't drink anything else.
Does this mean I have to lick Rob's fingers again?
I guess you could share from the fingers of other people, I suppose.
Do you want to lick my fingers?
I did not think about that. But
so it'd be like nursing, but instead of from Rob's power teats, they would be from his hairy fingers?
Yes.
Like I want some
apple. You'd have to wear like a mouth guard to make sure the hair didn't get caught in your teeth.
I want some bourbon. I got to go over to Rob's thumb.
So what 5 drinks would you pick for each of your 5 fingers?
And that's, I can't have
anything. This is not hard for me.
You can't have anything else.
Okay. So each finger disseminates a drink.
One drink. Liquid.
And you can have unlimited of that, any of the fingers, but that's it. You can't have any of the other 5.
Correct.
Anything but those 5. Yep. Okay. So this is very easy.
There's no way this is very easy.
It's simple. For me, it is. Cab, Merlot, Zen, Pinot, water.
4 wines and a water.
4 red wines, too.
No, I'm just kidding. That was a joke. Yeah. But it is not hard for you.
It was all booze for you and water.
Well, you got to have water.
Yes.
Got to have water. So water, unfortunately, has to take one of them.
It's a necessity. So really, you're down to 4 alternate liquids.
Yes. And all I ever really drink, or the main things I drink, are one would be coffee, hot black coffee.
Would that be a good defense mechanism, too? You could fire hot coffee out at someone in a pinch?
2 would be red wine. Now, if I have to pick the varietal, yeah. I would go Cabernet.
Yeah, because that's just generic. You can't just have random red wine.
Right, so I would go Cabernet.
Unless it was like a rotating red wine and you never knew what you were going to get. That'd be fun.
What am I? 2 more?
Yeah, 2 more.
Then I would go bourbon. And the last one, I would probably pick either vodka or beer. Probably beer.
No, see, that's too generic. You got to pick a beer.
Okay.
It's not, like you can just say beer.
Why not?
Well, because the same thing with the wine.
The wine.
Maybe you can pick a style of beer. Since you're only picking one varietal of wine, pick a style of beer.
I really don't drink that much beer. Maybe I'll rethink that one. Maybe I'll just go vodka.
Vodka?
Yeah. For basic. But I need a mixer, though. See,
exactly.
I don't have a mixer, so
I can't have a mixer.
I can't go vodka. Maybe I'll just do another red. I'll do some Pinot over there. Mix it up a little bit. Lighter Pinot. Heavier cab, some coffee, bourbon, and water. I'm good.
So you're telling me you got juice?
You're not allowed to drink anything else ever
again. There's no milk, no
That's
nothing.
That's all I drink. I don't drink milk. Who drinks milk? I don't drink milk. I don't drink juice.
Some hot milk, maybe some cookies.
I don't drink energy drinks.
Give them hot milk. You know, we have a cookie.
What is it for you?
You just rapid fired through that and like it wasn't a big deal. I think I would struggle with this way more. I like a variety of beverages. Like, the idea of not
it's
having...
It's fun to open a fridge and have options.
Yes. My fridge, because I'm a terrible parent, so there's usually not a lot of food in the fridge, but there's always beverages. Love beverages. I can't imagine, like, not having a glass of orange juice ever again. I like a glass of milk. Or milk with my cereal.
I think it's more how often do you drink that stuff. Like, I mean, do you really drink a lot of it? If you do, then you should put it on your fingers. If you don't, then you can do without it. Like you say, I like orange juice too, but I don't drink that much orange juice.
It's true, I don't drink that much of it, but...
Then you can live without it. What do you drink most? And those are the five things that need to be on your fingers.
I guess if you break it down that simple, mine would I would go water. Water,
of course.
Water would have to be on there. I wouldn't have wine on there. I like wine, but it wouldn't be enough. There would be vodka. Mm-hmm. There would be a rum put on there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So water, rum, and vodka.
Two more.
I think I would have...
Can't wait for you to pick gin, too.
Yeah.
No, I think...
Tequila?
I think I would have milk. I like milk. Wow. I like cereal. I like... I like a cold glass of milk.
Dude, your fingers are stupid.
And I'm trying to think of what the other one would be. It would probably be a whiskey.
Whiskey?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going water, orange juice, because I drink a glass of OJ every morning. It's one of my go-tos. Coffee...
Yes.
I'm going to say stout for beer because I love dark beer. And probably red wine, Pinot.
Pinot?
Would be my fifth finger. Okay. Water, OJ, coffee, stout, Pinot Noir.
I kind of want to see, that's the thing.
That's nice. That's a nice little mix. Good fingers.
I want to have a McMiniman's Ruby on my thumb, though.
That's a good beer.
I like that beer. That's like the most drinkable, because I'm not a huge beer guy either.
That is
either.
A classic, easy drinkable
but
beer.
But that is like my ultimate summertime.
You can do that.
A very drinkable thing that I can have with all my meals.
In our OG Beers episode of Beers on Us.
So I feel like I could do like soda.
Every Thursday at 4.
I could do away with soda and just drink Ruby instead.
Yeah.
I don't know. And
that's
then
not a bad way to
I'm
go.
Regretting the milk decision.
Well, I think you've made a grave error in putting both vodka and rum on your fingers.
I also think you've made a grave error putting milk next to vodka. Think about the disgusting ramifications of an accidental finger squirt.
I drink milk and vodka together all the time. That's probably the only difference is I would need Kahlua on my other hand, and then it would be complete.
Yeah, but the other hand is a regular hand. You only get five.
I'll tell you what. If I had 10 fingers, if you were going to give me all 10, there would be vodka, Kahlua, and milk, and I'd be making White Russians handy. I would be a drunk, but it would be the greatest thing
ever. It's too many fingies. You need five fingies.
I need 10 fingers. Yeah. I need all 10.
Now that ruins the bit.
Five fingies.
It makes
it
very difficult. And I want, I'm with Mike. I would like a glass of juice.
But I do think all three of us did not put a soda on the finger.
I don't need soda.
Now, well, hold on. Generally, I don't drink soda. But especially for you two who put liquor on your fingers.
Yeah, you need a, it's a
good,
good
to have a mixer. It's good to have a mixer every now and then. And sometimes you're having like a pizza. Don't you want to crack a nice Coke or something like that?
I will tell you,
I do, but I can do without that.
Again, it goes down to what I have to choose. This time of the year right now, my favorite thing is they do like the cranberry, like Sprites or the cranberry, whatever, like, I don't know, ginger ales they make. I freaking love that. But you can't waste a finger
no,
on
you,
that.
Yeah, this is bigger.
Like Pepsi,
it's bigger than that.
I like Pepsi and Coke as much as the next guy, but you can't.
No.
You can't blow one on that.
Right. And, yeah. Okay.
I think that's one that people will put on their fingies, and we're not.
Could you please stop saying fingies?
No.
God.
Yeah, that makes it sound very uncomfortable. I don't want to drink from your fingies.
Why not?
Now, let me ask you this.
They're just fingers with a Y on them.
Would you drink something if it came out of the power teat?
What?
What if you got five fingers and two teats?
Jason, really?
Would you have the gall?
Now I know where Sook's putting the milk.
Would you have the gall to milk yourself?
Oh my God.
Rob needs
anybody want to milk me?
Rob needs a little bourbon, so he has to pull the shirt up. Show you a little bit of the bourbon teat.
Dude, You're unbelievable.
Now I'm just picturing Rob.
How much would that sting?
A little burning sensation.
A little.
I'm picturing Rob at his house at the home bar, a couple cubes in it going three fingers of Lagavulin out of the power teat.
Sir, could you please go to the bathroom and do that?
Don't judge me. Rob's not going to be breastfed shamed.
We don't need public breast bourbon over here, okay?
Oh, I don't know why, but I can't get that image out of my head, and it's not going to be a good thing.
Dieter's over here cheating on the text line, by the way.
What's he got?
I think soda and tonic water counts in the water category. No.
No.
One. No. One drink.
Nope, it's one. You can't do it.
Also said beers over 6% ABV. No, that is not a category you can choose.
Why?
Because it's not a style.
It's not a style. You got to pick AB. Like I said, I went with, if I had to have beer.
Your finger can't start dispensing an IPA and then automatically switch to a stout.
Yes, you have to pick AB. That's why I went with. If I had one drinkable beer, I would pick McMiniman's Ruby, and it would be, and that's probably the pinky, but it's there, you know. It's
gotta, I mean, you
be
could
there.
Just say like pale ale if that's what you want. You could get Ruby out of that. Right?
This is a bad bit for Jason Pierre-Paul.
I mean, he does have another hand that has five fingers on it.
Oh, that's true. But what if you're Antonio Fonseca? Remember that guy? He had six fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone's going to want to be his friend.
Even better.
He looked like he had six fingers on each hand.
Someone said the other finger's condiments.
Oh. Mm. Ooh, that's a good bit, too. Five fingers, five condiments.
You got beverages on one hand, condiments on the other.
Okay.
We should probably break, and I'm going to need to
Need to break.
Like, this one will be harder for me than the booze one.
I am impressed with how quickly you didn't even blink. You just ripped through that.
I don't drink a lot of stuff outside of those five things. I really don't.
It's like wine, and there's some more wine.
Bourbon. And
water and coffee. Kino and Zin and Cab and Merlot.
S ton of coffee.
And if I have a sixth finger, I'll put a Syrah there too.
It's why I'm going to live to 105.
You will. You'll
Did
be.
You see the guy who's 101? He credits Coors Light.
Really?
Yeah.
Coors Light. Some silver bullets. Oh, yeah, we should.
Yeah, we should go. So if your five fingers disseminated,
condiments.
What five do you have?
And they're the only condiments you can ever have again.
Ever.
Yeah.
So that's next. Here's Mike.
Oh, at betteryoutoday.com. Double Sun Power!
Okay, just a few minutes in this segment.
This one's tough, Rob.
This one's much tougher.
Because I think initially you think of the basic condiments.
That's right.
There's a lot of condiments.
That's right. Well, that's exactly right. In my opinion, the basic condiments. See, you're going to be stunned by my five because the basics are generally not on there.
You got ketchup, I'm assuming, right?
No.
Wow.
Don't even like ketchup.
And you don't have mayo on there
no
either?
No mayo, no mustard, no ketchup. I'm going a little different.
Going
now,
exotic.
Let's reset this. Now, Mike found something on Twitter that has fascinated us. And it is that if you have five fingers that disseminate one drink each, but that's all you can drink for the rest of your life, what drinks are you putting on your fingers?
Yeah.
We found that to be mildly challenging, but not really.
Rob blew through it in about 8 seconds.
Yeah, and I'm confident in it.
Yeah.
Mine was water, coffee, Cabernet, bourbon, and maybe an iced Pinot. So this one's harder, and it's five fingers disseminating five condiments, different
and that's
condiments.
The only condiment you can use.
And that's
for the rest
all
of your
you
life.
Can use on any of your foods for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you're hooped after that.
Okay, so
we're not talking spices here or anything like that. You're
no,
just condiments.
But you have to think about the condiments used in other types of cooking.
Yeah.
Right, because the generic condiments you think of are mayo, mustard, ketchup, right?
Yeah.
Ranch, whatever. But you got to think about what about the Asian food condiments like teriyaki and sriracha? Yeah.
That's right. And that's going to be all dependent on how much Chinese food or Asian food you eat.
Sure.
Which you eat a ton, so I'm assuming that would be on yours.
Bingo.
It is definitely not on mine.
I've got two Asian kind of themes sauces in the fingers.
You got some hoisin in there?
We'll see what happens.
Okay, so I believe that you need
duck sauce?
You need a dressing, salads, or also for dipping.
Sure.
And I don't like ranch as much as I like blue cheese, so one of my fingers is going to have blue cheese.
Bravo.
Helps for chicken wings as well.
That's yeah.
Blue cheese goes with anything. You put that on sal, you put that on wings. It's a good
move.
Now,
but here's the thing. If you don't pick barbecue sauce, you're not going to get anything on your wings.
Yeah. Okay, so the barbecue sauce is where I'm struggling the most. Now, let me give you my other three fingers, and then the fourth finger is where it's a toss-up, and barbecue is in the mix. I'm flirting with her. But my other fingers would be hot sauce / sriracha. Do I have to pick one?
Yes.
Sriracha.
Yeah.
My third finger would be salsa. My fourth finger is a pesto. Mm. I'm going pesto on your
pesto.
Ass.
Pesto.
I freaking love pesto.
Interesting.
And then my fifth finger is I'm debating between barbecue sauce or a nice aioli.
I think you got to go. In that situation, I think you got to go barbecue sauce.
Question. Is guacamole a condiment?
Ooh, no.
No, I don't think that's
sour cream a condiment?
Yeah, I think sour cream is.
Because technically in Mexican cooking, sour cream and guacamole and salsa are the condiments of some things. However, they're also just dips.
Here's why I'm saying that salsa and salsa is a condiment. Sour cream and guacamole are not. Salsa comes free. It's like ketchup.
Right.
You get it on the table. Guacamole and sour cream, you got to pay for. That's a side. That's a side food. That is not free condiments that is handed out.
That makes it a little easier for me.
Right.
So I
agree with that.
I think for me, I'm for sure going mayo, ketchup, and blue cheese are my three for sures.
Mayo, ketchup, okay.
I love mayo on a sandwich. It makes the sandwich so much better. Ketchup is on literally everything. And I love blue cheese. I love blue cheese. I think I'm going to go sriracha for my fourth one. Sriracha can make anything really good. It doesn't have to be Asian, but you can also make Asian-style food with sriracha. And then the fifth one I'm also struggling with as well. I love a good honey mustard, and I feel like not having a mustard on my fingers is going to be bad.
You got no gravy either. Think about that.
But I didn't pick barbecue sauce either. So I'm going to lose the wing ability to dip into blue cheese. Now, I don't love barbecue sauce, so for me it's kind of it's not the hardest decision, but I understand its importance. I think I'm going to go honey mustard on the fifth finger.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go mayo, ketchup.
That's a risky play.
Honey mustard, blue cheese, and sriracha.
I feel like honey mustard is a very limiting sauce.
Exactly. It's a risky play. Like, there's only so many things that are going
to... Yeah, when you want it, you're going to be happy with it, but I don't think you're going to use that very often. I think you have a surplus.
I think that can act as the mustard in many, many recipes. It's not going to be the same tang as some mustards, but you're going to get it, and it's a great dipping sauce.
Interesting. So I went with Rob. Blue cheese. Got to have blue cheese on
there. All
three
of us picked blue cheese. That's cool.
Well, it's a very versatile thing. You can put blue cheese on a sandwich. You can put it on a hamburger. You can put it on a salad. You can dip wings in it, chicken. I feel like blue cheese may be the most versatile of all the condiments. Now, here's where my Asian inspired, because I love Asian food. There's a sweet chili sauce in there.
That is a good one.
Love me some sweet chili sauce. Now, I'm not going to go ketchup. I'm going with that damn red sauce that they give you at Chinese restaurants. I don't know what it is. It's like a spicy cocktail sauce. It's like, I don't know. It's like when you do the ketchup and mustard at a Chinese restaurant, it's ketchup, but it's not ketchup. It's a spicy, I don't know how to describe it other than if you eat it at Chinese restaurants, like when you get barbecue pork at a Chinese restaurant, they give you that little dish of red sauce, and then they put the dollop of hot mustard in there. I don't know what that sauce is.
I have not experienced this at a Chinese restaurant.
Oh, is that that's like a sweet and sour sauce?
No, it's not a sweet and sour sauce. I always ask for it. It's a spicy ketchup. It's like a Chinese red sauce. It's at every Chinese restaurant you've ever
been to. You're
putting
that on your finger.
Yes, because I will put that on anything. That may be my favorite thing. I get little when I get Chinese food to go. I get extra things of that, and I put it on turkey. I dip French fries in it.
You replace ketchup with whatever weird ketchup it is.
So I'm not taking ketchup. I'm taking the weird Chinese restaurant ketchup, which I love.
So you've done blue cheese, sweet chili sauce, and spicy Chinese ketchup.
There has to be a barbecue sauce on there.
Okay.
I barbecue way too much. Mm-hmm. That has to be on there. And then that fifth one is where I kept going round and about, and I'm going to have to take a garlic aioli. There's got to be some sort of... there will be an aioli on there. I have to have it.
Now, because I chose mayo for one finger, do I get the benefit of all the aiolis that are basically mayonnaise but fancy?
No, you got to pick one.
Absolutely not.
Nope.
So if I just choose mayo, I'm getting regular mayo. Yes.
Regular bastard best foods mayo, which is why I went with a
Hellman's
garlic aioli.
Same brand.
A spicy garlic aioli,
yeah,
and
that,
I'm good.
That's why I went with that, too.
Yeah.
Okay, now, interesting. Dieter, I might revise that to an aioli as well to
Dieter,
just get a little more variety going
is
on.
Throwing in Caesar. Interesting.
A Caesar dressing?
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
I think the blue cheese dressing beats out Caesar dressing.
Yeah, it's a little bit more versatile.
Caesar dressing is good on Caesar salad.
But that's the only thing Yeah, that's it. Whereas I feel like blue cheese is good on just about anything.
Blue cheese is amazing.
Yeah. You can put blue cheese like
It's the god of cheeses.
Yeah, if you do some like grilled chicken, throw some blue cheese on it. It's fantastic.
I don't know if it's the god of cheeses. Easy. A lot of cheese out there. But it's certainly a delicious condiment.
Especially like in my finger, can I get like a chunky blue cheese?
Yes, I think that is the case.
I don't want like a smooth blue cheese. I'd like some crumbles.
What if your fingers get backed up?
Well,
the
chunks. You can use the smooth blue cheese and buy crumbles and put it in. Because that's not a condiment.
That's true.
That is a blue cheese crumble. That's a food.
All right, we got to go. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic. Brought to you on The Fan by BizNet Insurance. Get the right insurance for your business, home, or auto. BizNet offers a number of national and regional carriers to choose from to maximize your coverage at the best value. Online at BISNETT.com.
All right, recruiting with Andrew Nemec is coming up in 7 minutes. Here's John. Hello, how's your evening?
Ketchup, mustard, barbecue sauce, ranch, teriyaki. Done. 5 seconds. Your guys' lists are dumb. You're overthinking it.
You are so basic.
You basic
this
bitch.
This is the rest of your life. This is the rest of your
You're
life.
You're an idiot.
You're basing on garlic aioli?
Idiot.
This is ridiculous.
You have no... I tell you what, man, I love you, and I love your body, but
you
have zero credibility when it comes to food, and I mean zero.
Really? The rest of your entire life, you're going to bank on garlic aioli over ketchup? Garlic aioli wasn't even invented 10 years ago. Nobody even knew what it was. Ketchup, the Egyptians were eating ketchup. The rest of your life, Isaac.
What? That's the worst argument. I have never even heard a worse argument than that ever
cares
in the history
when the thing
of talk.
Was invented.
It's called timeless. It's called advancing.
Yeah.
No, it's called timeless. There's a reason that ketchup has been around for 7,000 years.
John,
it's good.
The smartphone is 20 years old, and guess what? It's a lot better than the old rotary phone.
Not garlic aioli. That's ridiculous. And you and your fancy, your Chinese red sauce. Come on.
Chinese red sauce, that's like ketchup, but it's way better.
I'll take a good teriyaki sauce and I'll go to work.
I bet you will.
By the way, I could have called that into, like, if you would have asked me to name my brother's condiments.
The spiciest sauce he has is ketchup.
It's the most predictable thing ever because you eat off the children's menu.
my wife and I were in the car and you guys were talking about that. You were all debating and being all, I don't know. And my wife looks at me and goes, how long for you to answer my question? I said, 3 seconds. Here it is. Ketchup, mustard, barbecue sauce, ranch, teriyaki. Boom,
the beverages for John would be water. There'd be Pepsi. There'd be Coke. Yep. There'd probably be a Sprite, a milk, and like an orange juice.
No, I wouldn't go Pepsi and Coke. What is this, amateur hour?
Maybe a root beer.
Cranberry Sprite, please.
There you go.
Like a diet cherry 7-Up, but I don't need Pepsi and Coke.
Get out of here.
My brother, ladies and gentlemen, you love him.
It's ridiculous. You guys, look, come over to my house. We'll have some good ranch. We'll all be good. You guys will appreciate it.
All right, have a good night.
All right, I love you both. And ranch.
All right.
And by good ranch, do you mean packet ranch that you make later?
Uncle Dan's.
The dry Hidden Valley that you turn into real ranch?
Your brother on food is an abortion. An absolute abortion.
It's getting worse and worse.
And look
horrible.
Listen to the conviction in his voice when he runs through the condiments.
That's the worst part.
Mic drop. Boom.
All right. Coming up next, it is Recruiting with Andrew Nemec. We are back tomorrow, 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
That's 50% stupid.
Now that makes my mouth feel good. Hell no.